This has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered LLC. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. All right. And just take a couple of deep breaths. Allow yourself to get physically comfortable. And give yourself permission to receive today. Today is a day of preparing yourself. This is a month where we're being very blessed astrologically with a portal opening. It's going to be bringing in higher frequencies of divine energy. Some may call it the Golden Age energies. So we're being asked to prepare ourselves. So we're going to call forth Saint Germain, Serapis Bay, El Moray, Kuan Yin, Lady Portia, Mother Mary. Archangel Uriel and Archangel Michael, Metatron, Melchizedek, many, many others are coming in to assist us here today. We ask, we invite, we implore all Christ-aligned beings of light to come in to assist us here today. And just imagine the top of your head opening, so that you may receive a purification, that you may begin now to prepare yourself. Two major things come up that we're asking assistance from the divine today. The first one is around forgiveness. So we'll give yourself permission, whether it's known or unknown, whatever unforgivenesses you may hold to yourself and to others, begin to unweave themselves, allowing them to fall apart and dissolve. With the assistance of the masters and the angels. The beautiful, beautiful violet flame. The beautiful blue ray of will. Asking that we more strongly and firmly align our lower will with our higher will now. Asking to be recalibrated so that our conscious mind can quickly recognize unforgiveness, aligning the will with the willingness to move into forgiveness. Remembering that when you move into forgiveness, you allow yourself greater levels of freedom. When you're in unforgiveness, you have bound yourself into chains energetically to whatever it is you're not forgiving. So if it's a person, you've chained yourself to them. Situation, you've chained yourself to that situation. The way to free yourself is to move into forgiveness, for you give whatever it is to God. allowing the blessings of it to come in, into you now. Be willing to shift the pattern of beating yourself up, beating yourself down, and shift it into being generous with yourself. Generosity is something that brings about an energy of pleasure, enjoyment, contentment. We're being asked to practice being generous with ourselves in order to balance the doingness that we have in our lives. You feel the reweaving being done of your unforgiveness. They want to move into the second topic, which is fear. Oftentimes we allow our fears to stop our forward progress spiritually. If you think of fear as the absence of light, perhaps it will allow you to open up easier. Sometimes it's a fear of change. Sometimes it's the fear of what will I be if I do this? What will I become? How will I be received by others? If I make this change, will I lose myself? Will I lose who I am? If I open myself up, am I opening myself up to something evil? How do I prevent that? Through intentions, beloved. Through the willingness to move forward in the light, fearlessly. For when light is your focus, when receiving the divinity of these new frequencies coming in, that indeed is all that can come in. There is room only for that divinity. Know that in the deepest part of yourself. Create balance. Create being centered in your heart, in your lovingness, as much as possible. When you become aware that you're not, bring yourself back without judgment, without the condemnation of self. Allowing now the sweeping of your energy field, this beautiful, beautiful blue ray of Elnore, aligning your will with your higher will. Starting at your feet, sweeping up through your body and through your energy field now. All the way through the top of your head. Allowing the rays to sweep through your body, allowing you to shift yourself into your centeredness. When you're centered, the chaos of the world no longer has a hold on you, no longer affects you or affects you. Practice this month as we are preparing you to receive being centered in your heart. Feel your heart soften and open, both the front and the back. Strengthening your own self-love, your own self-acceptance now. The message the masters want to offer you is to treat yourself in your I am presence. Cherish and be generous with yourself. Others, treat you the way you treat yourself. Think about that. Align yourself with generosity and lovingness now. Allowing anything less than that to begin to be swept away from your feet all the way up through the crown and out now. And take a few moments and allow yourself to experience what it feels like to be centered in your heart, being generous and loving to yourself, asking the masters to assist us in anchoring in this experience into our conscious mind so that it will be easy to bring it back. Anchoring in your conscious mind, sweet, loving fearlessness. The capability of dismissing anything less than that now. Know, beloveds, that this new energy or energies that are coming in are meant to create a quickening within you, an opening of the ability to tap into your gifts in a much different way. Be willing to do this for yourself, to receive. To receive an awakening from your sleep. Closing your energy field now. And as you're ready, give a few moments of thanks to the beautiful masters and angels that have come in today to assist us on this healing. All the beautiful rays of light that have come in to clear and purify so that we may receive now. Blessed be. And it is so. It is done. Allow yourself to come back gently into your body and into your room. Namaste.